Vukile shares have really picked up steam this year after the savage beating of 2020. The stock is up about 41% year to date and 10% better in the last 2 days. Its results for the year ended March confirm that if you want to be in property in South Africa, it should be in a few areas only: storage, logistics, or rural and township retail, where it plays and where footfalls are now 99% of pre-pandemic levels. Having a big chunk of its business in Spain has helped too, and means Vukile will pay 101 cents to shareholders as a dividend in July. Lawrence Rapp is the CEO and joins me now. Lawrence, good to see you there. Very good set of numbers, but I sort of wonder if you're now going to be chopped off at the knees by Eskom, having survived COVID.
Julieta, hi, nice to see you. That is always a concern here, is just to sort of worry about the infrastructure. You know, at the moment, I think we'll be okay, but it is an ongoing concern around supply of electricity, water, and basic services in our township and rural portfolio.
I mean, I ask that because you have been so successful in these areas and they are very resilient. I mean, if you consider that footfalls are 99% of pre-pandemic levels, which is amazing. And yet you are seeing, we saw yesterday Clover decide to pull out of the Northwest because it just can't make a go there anymore. And I wonder what the property companies, what they're experiencing, and if you just, you know, have to stick it out.
Look, we do. You know, I think it's about staying close to the community, the local authorities, to try and manage service delivery. But what we have had to do is drill boreholes in many of our properties. We've tried to sort of move more towards PV plants, solar energy. Now nearly 8% of our energy is generated through PV plants. And that really is sort of all about trying to become more self-sufficient. But certainly when we look at our overall risk profile, one of the highest risks is service delivery, and we do need to sort of make sure that we get better delivery than we have up to now.
Yeah. Lawrence, is another risk the withdrawal of the COVID relief grant of 350 Rand? Because I imagine it would have helped a lot of the customers that shop at your malls. And have you seen any downturn subsequent to that grant ending?
We haven't. The malls are continuing to trade well. Also remember the type of retail that we have is really geared more towards defensive spend. There's not that much discretionary spend in terms of our tenant mix. So on the whole, we think that our centres will continue to perform well. And, if you have a look at the performance of our portfolio locally, even pre-COVID, in what was still a very difficult economic environment, we were doing exceptionally well. So we would believe that, as we get through COVID, it will be a return to that kind of normality. We haven't seen any drop-off, around the special grants.
Okay.
But, we watch it closely and at the moment are happy with the way things are panning out.
Yeah. What about in Spain, which is, you're I think, the only South African property fund that has a Spanish exposure and it does seem to be working for you. You say that vacancies were contained at just 1.7%. The sales are now at 98% of March 2020, although only 80% from March 2019. And my colleague Joan Muller at the Financial Mail says apparently you can't get a table at a restaurant in Madrid. So are things going pretty well there?
Spain is certainly recovering very quickly. What we've seen is that the minute restrictions have been lifted, customers are coming back to the shopping centres, they're coming back out on the streets. And it's what you've heard us talk about, on numerous occasions around the Spanish culture. The people do like to be out, they do like to shop. And I think the data we're seeing now and the experience is really confirming that in a big way. So the performance from Castellana really has been spectacular for the year. Yes, the earnings were down, but that was because of the rental relief we had to give tenants, and that will be a once-off. But if you look at it, we had vacancies contained at 1.7. We signed 116 leases at a positive reversion of 7.5%.
Yeah.
Now, that is a spectacular result in any market. In a COVID market, it really is an exceptional effort from the team.
Yeah.
So we are very happy and very upbeat around that portfolio. And it's starting to look promising in terms of the recovery on the Spanish side.
Interesting, Lawrence, that you've converted most of your Spanish debt or the European, the Euro debt that you had with regards to the Spanish property portfolio to Rand. Was that, when did you actually do that conversion? And was that a decision because it is potentially a big risk to the company, should there be a Rand blowout, as there, I suppose, was last year, although we have recovered strongly since?
So, Juliet, it's a complicated question, and just to sort of try and break it down, there have always been two elements of Euro debt in the business. There's the Euro debt in Spain, in Castellana, which hasn't been converted. And that sort of is euro asset, euro debt, and that's non-recourse back to the South African listed Vukile entity.
Okay.
What we have done is we've taken the debt, euro debt that we took off the South African balance sheet, which effectively was the equity that we put into the assets overseas, and we've converted that into ZAR debt. And the reason for doing it is I think it's a simpler structure that the market seems to prefer.
Okay.
Also, what you've had is a very strong convergence between base rates in South Africa and lending rates in euros. So the time to convert was absolutely now. And what the effect of what we've done is really to convert Vukile into far more of a rand hedge. So having converted now 90% of the euro debt on the South African balance sheet, what you find is that the net asset value of Vukile is now very well geared towards a depreciating rand.
Okay.
So for example, a 10% reduction in the weakening in the rand to the euro would add about 750 million rand to the net asset value of Vukile. That's about 75 cents a share. So that's the nature of the rand hedge.
Okay.
That we've now sort of restructured in terms of the overall balance sheet makeup.
Okay. And just very quickly to end off with, I haven't spoken at all about the dividend, but I'm sure people are very happy to get one. The loan-to-value rate has come down from 46% to just under 43%. Do you have to bring that down further? A lot of bankers, a lot of the property analysts seem to want a loan-to-value ratio of below 40%. They feel that's safe for a company. Where do you stand?
So just remember that our business is 50-50 Spain and South Africa. In Spain, your loan-to-value covenants of the bank sit at 65% and not 50% like they do in South Africa.
Okay.
So one's got to sort of analyze Vukile as maybe different to a pure South African play. So if one were looking at a, call it 40% LTV versus a 50% covenant in South Africa, Vukile can certainly have a slightly higher LTV because most of our assets, in fact, have a 65% covenant, not 50. So we look at balance sheet really holistically. It's about your LTV, your interest cover ratio, your expiry profile, your undrawn facilities, your unencumbered assets. It's not a one number analysis of a balance sheet. When you look at it holistically, our balance sheet really is in very comfortable shape.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Lawrence, thanks very much for chatting to us this evening. Lawrence Rapp is the CEO of Vukile Property Fund.